Christmas, a holiday that is celebrated all over the world, in many countries, and in many different ways. There have been countless traditions carried out for hundreds of years based on the many real and imagined events. But the real story of Christmas comes from the name itself. It is about the birth of Christ. Skeptics claim it never happened, or that it is just a story, a fable. But as people of faith, we believe the truth of the scriptures. We believe the accounts that are told by Matthew and by Luke. They paint a beautiful picture for us. Let's travel back in time to that place over 2,000 years ago, in a place called Nazareth, in a land called Galilee, which today is Israel. Let's imagine that we are there, seeing the events that took place, that these events that we have heard about all of our lives.
One day, an ordinary day, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth of Galilee to a young woman named Mary. She was pledged to be married to a carpenter named Joseph. Mary might have been sitting at a table, resting after working hard in the fields or baking bread. Maybe she needed to rest for a while when suddenly the angel appeared and said, "God has chosen you, Mary, to be the mother of a very special son, who will be great and will be called Jesus, the Son of God. His kingdom will never end." "Me?" gasped Mary. At first she was frightened. How could this be? She did not understand and wondered what all of this might mean. But the angel told her not to be afraid. The Holy Spirit would come and his power will take over. She would have a son and he would be the Son of God. Mary told the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. I am ready to serve the Lord."
When Joseph heard the news, he was deeply troubled. How could this be? He loved Mary and did not want her to be disgraced, so he decided that he would divorce her quietly. But that night, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Let's sing together the last two verses of "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." this point, if we could have our innkeepers join us in the center aisle. Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to their own town to register. Mary and Joseph faced a long and difficult journey to Bethlehem. They traveled for many days by donkey, and when they arrived, there was nowhere for them to stay. "Go away," said the innkeepers. "There's no room here." It was dark. They were tired, and Mary's baby was about to be born. "Please, Joseph, hurry. The baby is coming. I need to rest." Finally, an innkeeper took pity on them and led them to a cave, a stable for the animals, and there amongst the cows and donkeys and sheep, baby Jesus was born. Not in a palace, but in a cave. A king, the Son of God, is born. Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes, rags, and laid him in a manger, a feed trough. God has made a promise, and the world has been waiting for a Savior ever since. Was this what they were waiting for? This tiny little baby lying in the straw with cows and donkeys and sheep watching over him?
We're going to invite our Sunday school to come sing "Away in a Manger" for us. Since you guys probably know this one, you might want to help them out with the words. And I invite the sheep and the shepherds to come and join us at the front here. You're a sheep, yeah. You stay right there, Grace. That's good. You stay there, yeah. Go sit on the step, honey. Yeah, you're a sheep. That's good. Or go stand by your sheep, maybe. Yeah, that's good. Perhaps it is a quiet night, a clear night, where lots of stars can be seen in the dark sky. One star shines noticeably brighter than the others. There are some ordinary shepherds on the hills watching the sheep. It must be a dull job, keeping watch over the flocks of sheep during the night. Perhaps they are telling stories to keep each other awake. Maybe they're talking about the star that is shining so bright. Or maybe they're looking at Bethlehem and watching the lights go out as people are going to sleep all over the town. The city is filled to capacity tonight because of the census, but it's getting late and everyone is inside and settling down for the night. It might seem like another night, but it's not. There in the stable, behind one of the inns, a tiny baby was born to a virgin called Mary. This is the Son of God, the one who was promised from long ago. Is he to come into the world in such a quiet and lonely manner? Not even a bed to lay in? No, indeed. For you see, there are other eyewitnesses to this miracle besides Mary and Joseph. For suddenly an angel appeared who would proclaim his birth to a few simple shepherds on a hillside. The simple shepherds' amazement and fear was slowly overcome by the wonder and joy of the message, and they were not afraid. The angel said to them, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people. For to you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." At this point, we invite the rest of our angels to come. Because suddenly, there was an angel with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Gloria in excelsis Deo." Let's stand together as we sing, "Angels We Have on High."
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all whom he is pleased. And the shepherds were filled with wonder and awe. They were excited. Their king is born. They gathered their sheep and headed down to Bethlehem, to the place where Jesus lay. They too wanted to worship this blessed baby and welcome him into the world. The path shone silver from the light of the one bright star, which rose over the stable and remained there, the first sign to all the world that the promised Savior was born.
Let's sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
So it came to pass that the word of the birth of the Christ child spread throughout the region. People rejoiced that the promise had, and they believed. There were some who could not understand the power of deliverance through love, and they wondered how this tiny child could indeed be a promised miracle, Savior and King, the Prince of Peace.
Let's sing together, "O Come All Ye Faithful." After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem, wondering, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." They knew what the prophet had written, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." They went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the child with his mother Mary, they were overjoyed and bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Lost a page.
And so now we celebrate that one night long ago when Jesus Christ, Savior and King, was born into the world. It was on that night that God delivered us from endless despair and fulfilled the promise of salvation. It was on that night that God sent his Son Jesus to us, bringing the message of love and peace to all who believe in him. As we remember and celebrate the gift of His Son, we have God's blessings in our hearts and are assured of His everlasting love. God's countenance is always upon us through His Son, Jesus.
Let's sing together Silent Night. As we go from this place,
we take the joy of the promise of God's salvation with us. We sing the praise of the angel's song, glory to God in the highest, and peace to all. Go tell the story from ages past, the promised holy child has come at last. For unto us is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Please stand with us and we'll sing Joy to the World.
Wow. I think, first of all, we need to thank Barb Wursta and Mandy Hecht for putting this together this morning. Praise to you. And I thank all of you, actors and actresses, for being part of this, because without you it wouldn't have happened, and you're all out there, which is great. So let's just give glory to God in prayer, and I'll also pray for our dinner, because we're going to eat very quickly because it smells so good. So let us pray. Father God, thank you for your goodness to us. You came as a baby born in a manger, so lowly and so humble, God, so you could identify with us, with everything we walk through, every turmoil, every hurt, every pain, even the labor, God, was all about you. And so, Lord, we just pray that as we walk through this Christmas season, that we would not neglect what you did in the manger. You came born so that you could die, so you could save your people from their sin. Lord, that's what you did for us. We do give joy to the world today, Lord, because of what you've done for us. And so we pray, Father, that not only as we celebrate this morning, but as we celebrate through this season, that we would fittingly give glory to you. Lord, bless our time of fellowship and our food. And Lord, we pray again that you would just be pleased, even through our fellowship. To you be the glory and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I want to remind you, our Christmas Eve service is at 6:30 on December the 24th. That's Christmas Eve. 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be Christmas with the Bickersons. Most of you are probably there. So... most of you hopefully will be there for December the 24th at 6:30. And invite your friends. It's an outreach time, so you'll want to make note of that. So I just remind you of that. Let's go and enjoy some food and fellowship. Thank you again, everyone. That was great.